Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Actually, I was kind of enjoying this day because if can squeeze in a, you know, one more day of wearing a hoodie. Essentially, because it's kind of nippy out.
I love it.
I know, me too, buddy. So, yeah, I threw a hoodie on and a hat, and here we are today. Also, happy May. Hi, guys.
It's May Day.
It's May. It's May. A lot of things going on in May. You know, you got the NBA, NHL playoffs still going on, the Kentucky Derby, Indy 500, the PGA Championship, a lot of sports stuff. When it comes to movies, the new Mission Impossible Final Reckoning is going to be out this month. The new live-action Lilo and Stitch. I know Josh has been dying to go see that one.
Can't I wait. Really have, though. When they debuted at the Super Bowl, the movie trailer, I was like, oh, I want to see that.
Stitch was like,
yes. Yeah. So
let's
cute.
Do it. The season 5 of Lego Masters. Actually, Josh, you're probably
okay.
into that.
That's what he wants to see.
There you get my attention. what else is going on this month? Cinco de Mayo, Mother's Day, Memorial Day. We'll get a day off.
May so the 4th. Good.
May the 4th, all you
dorks. That's right.
The
that's
same
right.
people that post the Justin Timberlake memes are excited about May the 4th.
No, that's Star Wars nerds.
Yeah, it's the same people. Still think it's funny. what else is going on? I made some pasta. Is it fagioli?
Pasta fagioli.
Fagioli.
I always call it fagioli.
I call it fagioli. Is it not fagioli?
It's fagiol.
It's fagiol, but I do the fagioli.
That sounds incomplete.
I know, right?
But it's not. It's
pasta fagioli.
Pasta fagioli.
I know. Who are we to tell Italians how to speak properly?
I feel like Olive Garden had a massive campaign back in the day where it was pasta fagioli.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again,
leave it up to the OG to get it wrong.
They kind of Americanized it. You know what I mean? Like, any kind of Italian word.
It's a fagioli.
Yeah. So
itza. You got to throw an itza in front of it. Itza so good.
So I think that the correct way to say it is pasta fagioli, but to make it a little more fun, just add that E at the end.
Sounds like an Italian kid you'd see at school. Hi, my name's Joel Fagioli.
Fagioli, for those who know me.
Hey, Fagioli's here! Yeah, it was pretty good. I busted out the old Instapot last night and made that, and quite tasty.
Yeah, it's just essentially chili with noodles. It's what you made, is chili
pretty much little zucchini. And carrots, celery. It's a little different than chili.
No, I mean, same seasonings. It's the same stuff.
Well, not really.
And then you just put pasta
in
it.
There's not an ounce of chili powder in it, Katie.
You don't do cumin, though?
I don't. No, a lot of Italian seasonings.
Okay, all right.
I don't know how you're making your fagioli.
No, if you go to the Olive Garden and you try their pasta fagioli, it tastes like it's just chili with pasta in it. That's essentially what you're eating.
Different? Well, mine's different than that, but it was quite tasty, and it makes you quite gassy because there's a lot of beans in it. So
yummy.
Welcome to Thursday. Josh, were you at Avs again yesterday?
I was at Avs yesterday, and they're getting ready for a game. That's pretty much it.
If they lose it tonight, it's done.
They lose,
right?
It's Dunsky. Yep.
Oh, boy.
Which is not good.
Oh, boy.
But it's here, right?
It's here. Yeah.
It's so at Ball Arena. They've
game
got,
six is here, and they're fighting for their lives. And you know what? That's a very dangerous team. A lot of teams, when you come out with desperation, it's very, very hard to beat that team. So that's what they said yesterday. They're very focused and
sums
ready.
Sums us up, too.
Yes.
Every day we go on the air with a lot of desperation.
A lot of desperation.
Hard to beat us.
That's why we get that broadcaster's award.
Sounds like my dating life.
Same, Josh.
A lot of desperation.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. It's so sad. So what's this thing with your grandpa, too?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, it was really cool. So my grandfather was a athletic director and baseball coach for like 30-plus years at an old school down here in Denver, actually. And he passed away, ended up passing away, and the baseball team did a really cool thing yesterday. They honored him before the game, and they actually put up like his name and like his most famous saying on the scoreboard and everything like that. So now he's kind of immortalized there with the school that he spent a lot of time there. And it was a really, really cool moment to be a part of, and it was really cool to see a school actually take the time out of their, you know, out of their schedule to do that. It's the grandfather that started the whole PMI thing as well. So he does have a little handprint on this show as well, which is really cool. And it was emotional. I mean, he passed away a couple years ago, but we were trying to do this last year, and then a huge snowstorm came, and they couldn't reschedule the game until this year. So it took a little bit, but it was really cool to be a part of and see how much of an impact he had on students.
Did he get like a statue or anything? Or?
No statue went up, but he's now on the scoreboard and everything like that.
Well, what is his famous saying? I want to know.
His famous
if
saying,
you're happy
whenever,
and you know it, clap your hands.
That's what it was. No, his famous saying, whenever he was mad, he would always say heavens to Betsy. And so he would always, it's up there on the scoreboard
heavens
now.
Heavens to Betsy.
That's heavens amazing. To Betsy when he was really mad. So it was a really cute, cool moment to have. And it's cool to see, you know, how much of an impact he had on the school.
Oh,
so,
heavens to Betsy. That's
I
great.
I know, right? It's a cute
and you
saying.
Talk, like, he's
old
one
guys
of your
have
favorite.
The best sayings.
Yeah, they do.
Dude, they do.
You know?
It's like Nicole's grandpa. For years and years, we were doing the Ain't That the Berries on the show. Ain't that the berries.
See? That's like the best saying ever. I've never even heard that. Yeah, that's fantastic. That
what were some of your dad? My dad was, you lie like a cheap rug.
Oh,
that
my
was
gosh.
My dad. Oh, you lie like a cheap rug all the time to everybody.
That's hilarious.
Your dad also said, bring me another beer.
Well, you know.
That's one of his favorite
and then they say, you're out. And he goes, no,
you're
no,
not
no.
even mine, I think is one he said a lot, too.
No, he never.
I didn't want you. I think it was up there, too.
Wow.
I never. No, it was I never wanted
coming
you.
For me today.
I never wanted you, I think.
Jeez.
You've told me that before.
It
that
is
was one 6 of his famous things.
You peed in your Cheerios this morning. My God. That's something else he used to
dads have the craziest
that's something
saying.
Else
oh, Dad. I never
Dad.
Wanted you.
I never wanted you. Oh, my gosh. Dads are great. Put that on the scoreboard.
Gosh.
You were a mistake.
I hate your mother. That's it. That was another big one.
If it wasn't for you, we'd be divorced.
If it wasn't for you, I'd have $1 million.
Wow.
There's so many.
It's like, Dad, when were your dreams crushed? When were you born? That's what it was.
Oh,
what year were you born again?
How old are you?
Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy.
Good stuff.
You had a good day yesterday, Katie?
Oh, I did. Yeah, geez. I did some stuff around the station here. Made it home in time for Dr. Phil.
Good
for you.
Always good. A good day.
What
when
was
I
the
can
topic on
Dr.
Phil,
Dr.
yesterday?
Yesterday, they brought back some of their most extreme guests, and it was
oh.
awesome. Yeah, like this one girl and guy, like they just were they were so combative the entire episode, and they brought him back, and they were a lot more sorry this time. They're like, oh, we're sorry. We acted that way. That wasn't us. It didn't put us in the best light.
Did they bring back Cash Me Outside,
no,
girl?
No, oh. they didn't. Yeah, so this is a little fast forward since that point. But they brought back another guy who actually, like, threatened Dr. Phil. Like, I'm going to come down to that studio Whoa. And drag you out of there. And he had to say he's sorry. So you can imagine.
I'm sorry,
this
Dr. Phil.
This episode was great.
Where'd you
or
get
all
that?
Three.
Put that on the scoreboard.
There you go.
You had that
or
ready.
All three. That's right.
That's funny.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, it was a good day.
Oh, good man. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so the silliness is going to continue here. We've got a trending report coming up here in a few minutes. We'll talk about a really big airplane that came to town. Four new eateries. That's a funny word, an eatery.
Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.